Well, we always start this section of our service out just giving that pause and that time for us to make sure that our hearts are where God wants them to be. Because like right now we've got, you know, a whole bunch of people that are gone. And last night I was just marveling watching them, because I was sitting about halfway back and I was watching those kids in front, and they were just lost in worship. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to see them growing up, realizing that they need to stop everything and just thank God for what he's done for them, and to praise God and just to connect with God. And I know as he was looking down, he was just as pleased and thrilled with seeing the offering of love they were trying to pour out to God as I was sitting back and looking at it and realizing those are our kids, and this is who they've become. They've become worshipers of the Lord. And that's just a wonderful thing. Today we're going to have a different type of thing, because normally I ask somebody from the congregation just to get up and say, here's what I'm thankful for. This is the heart that I'm coming to worship for. Today we've got a special guest, and it's Daniel, Jonathan's brother. So Daniel, if you'll get up. This is Horizon Church's good view if you're lucky enough to get to stay in one of his congregation of people's place like I did one time. And Daniel, I'll kind of let you read this verse and tell them why you chose Horizon Church as the name.
Well, in 2013, we were there in Costa Rica, and we were praying, Lord, what do you have for us next? And we felt that he was leading us into planting a church. We had started a Bible study there. The study was growing. And as I was praying one day, this verse, I was actually sitting on the beach in the morning. We don't have a sunset in the morning on the Pacific coast, but it was still a beautiful morning. And he led me to this verse, Job 26:10, which says, he marks out the horizon on the face of the waters for a boundary between light and darkness. And Hako, it can be a dark place and much need of a light. And I felt like he was calling us that morning to be that light in that community.
Yeah, it's a very difficult place to be. And I got this little photograph up here, the two worlds of Costa Rica. One world, some of you know, because you've seen Jonathan Daniel before, and you've heard things from Jonathan. We've had mission trips go over there. But the primary income bringer of Hako is prostitution. And what it is it's kind of a European and an American place that people can go across, and there's just an enormous amount of prostitutes there, and it's a very, very dark, difficult place. We had even warn our kids when they went there that when they go into a store, there are going to be some tourist items that are inappropriate, that's everywhere, and because that's their industry. And so a lot of hurting people there, a lot of broken families. And I've got this verse, Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. And that's really what you do there. And I've got this picture here of just a few things that's going on, and I'll just let you take a moment and just kind of share with us just the thrill of being able to be God's healing hand and bringing light to that community.
One of the amazing things that God has done through Horizon Church, when we started 10 years ago, and this is a church, it's an international church, it's a church for the nations. We actually do our service in English because that is the kind of the common language of those nations. And we have about 16 different nations represented in our church, and probably that many or more denominations represented in our church. But one of the things that we discovered 10 years ago in our community was that the international community there kind of had a reputation as being takers, taking advantage of people, taking advantage of the land, of prices, and all of these things. And I believe what God has done over the last 10 years through Horizon Church has raised up a group of givers, people that are giving back into a community. And what Pastor showed you with those two worlds, the poverty and then the people that have, it's been really amazing to connect those two communities, to have a group of people that are giving back into a community now and helping just some of those that are in such need.
And they do all kinds of things. They work with mothers in prenatal care. You know, how to raise your children, take care of your children. There's a lot of alcoholism and drug addiction, which you can imagine with the major industry and the broken families there. And so they do all kinds of things, but they use all those things as a tool to be able to bring the love and the truth of Jesus Christ to bring freedom to the people there. And so that's the thrust of the ministry they have. And this is your family in Costa Rica, which that was just not too long ago. But just tell us for a moment of, I'm just gonna ask you what I ask the people here. I know you've got a strong connection to Eastwood through your family. You could have gone any place this week, but why are you here? Why do you have your kids in our youth retreat? Why are you here today to worship God? And what are you thankful for that ties you and your ministry to us?
Yeah, Eastwood has a special place in my heart. I came to Eastwood in 1994, just graduated from high school. I came here because my girlfriend was coming here. But this was a life-changing place for me because it was here that I met David Grant, who was the youth pastor at that time. And it was on a retreat actually with this youth group, or as a counselor in this youth group, that we went to Daytona Beach. And I met a professor from Columbia International University, ended up going to Bible college. And it was there that God did a great work in my life, called me into ministry. And I got to serve as a youth pastor for 12 years. And so I look back and I'm so thankful for my season here at Eastwood and just kind of launching me into kind of a time of limbo, and yet the Lord using it to really bring some refinement in my life. And we're here because my boys absolutely loved serving alongside of your kids that came down. Having gone on mission trips as a student and then having been a youth pastor for 12 years, I know that as a student, and then I actually probably took students on mission trips that were probably more of a burden than a blessing, to be honest with you. But your group was an absolute blessing to us. And my boys just loved spending that time with them. There's a spiritual maturity in this group of students that my boys hadn't seen before. And so to be able to connect with them and be a part of that. And when they got invited to come to Winter Retreat, they wanted to be here. So we're so thankful to be here. Thank you for allowing us to come.
We're glad you're here. And I know some there's probably a few in here that had children that grew up around you. And we're grateful that you had a crush on a girl, even though you didn't marry her, that brought your little brother Jonathan here too. And we're grateful just to support your ministry. Because I know you have the same heart and vision to love and to reach out and bring the truth of Christ to people. And we're grateful for that. Let me pray for you. Father, we're just grateful to see and to know that you have people who love you and are searching to please and to honor and to represent you in every corner of the world. And we're grateful for the calling that you put on Daniel and his family's heart to go to a place that is very difficult to be in and has some very hard and hurt people. And to be able to go there humbly and to reach out with your love and to be able to penetrate in the hearts of people and to see that church be established and to grow and to be the strong, vibrant light that it is in that community. And we're grateful for that. And so we thank you, Lord, and we thank you for our part in it. And we are grateful. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.